With Montana News, I'm Corin Cades Carney. We're well over a month into the school year, and some public schools are making decisions about whether they should move toward more in-person instruction, while those that are dealing with outbreaks are temporarily shutting their doors. Montana Public Radio's Aaron Bolton is here to talk about how districts are making those decisions.
Hey there.
As we've seen COVID-19 cases continue to surge across the state, some school districts have closed their doors while others are considering or voting in favor of more in-person instruction. Aaron, what can you tell us about why schools are moving in these different directions?
If you look at districts that are closing down, like Anaconda and Stevensville Public Schools in the southwest corner of the state, they're closing their doors because they can't staff their buildings after students or staff tested positive. We don't know whether the cases in either district are tied to transmission in the classroom. Stevensville Superintendent Bob Moore says Ravalli County public health officials told the district, which had been fully in person, about confirmed positives Wednesday morning.
As we ran into close contacts with our teaching staff that we needed to send home, we very quickly ran out of staffing to be able to keep adults in front of our students in the classrooms.
The entire district, which is on one campus, is going all remote for now, as about 70 students and staff are going to be in isolation for the next 2 weeks. Moore says the school will reopen its doors as soon as it has enough staff, but he adds that it's been hard for the district to hire additional qualified staff for support positions, and it's been even harder this year to find substitute teachers because many are older, retired teachers who don't want to risk that kind of exposure in the classroom. And it's not just smaller districts that are facing that issue. AA districts like Bozeman say they have the same problem.
So some districts that are shutting down are just staffing is the issue there. Other districts are considering more in-person classes in the coming months, and some are pushing for more in-person classes now. This comes as the state has broken records in terms of daily new cases several times over the last few weeks. The number of students and staff in Montana's public schools that have tested positive for COVID-19 has grown to 678, a 250% increase from just over a little 2 weeks ago when the state started publishing this data. Aaron, what information is leading districts to make decisions about reopening?
It's important to know how these decisions are made. District administrators are the ones making recommendations to their school boards, who in turn vote on those recommendations. Lance Melton with the Montana School Boards Association says district administrators are certainly consulting with medical and public health experts before making recommendations.
The variety of things they're looking at include infection rates within the school itself. That's a big game changer right there. And then the number of active cases in the counties or cities in which they're located, and the feasibility of physical distancing itself.
Are districts you've been following considering that information?
Yeah, though I would say districts are putting emphasis on different pieces of that information Melton talked about. Browning Public Schools was going to consider moving from a remote to hybrid model early next month, but district officials say they don't want to attempt any in-person instruction because of the more than 440 cases in Glacier County. Whitefish Public Schools, for example, just voted Thursday to move 7th through 12th grade from a hybrid model where half of the district students are in the building for 2 days at a time to all students in class 4 days per week. As a reminder, Flathead County has the second highest number of active cases in the state right now, and local hospital capacity is becoming strained. That's something Superintendent Dave Means acknowledged during Thursday's virtual school board meeting.
And again, we're very aware that cases of increases within the community, but we make this recommendation based on what we're seeing within the school setting. And at this time, we're not seeing transmission occurring within the school setting.
So this is a situation where there's rising cases of COVID-19 in the community, but that's not being tied to spread at schools. Does more in-person instruction then in this situation have the support of parents in the area?
Those that spoke during the virtual meeting by and large did not support the move. Many parents said they are just getting used to the hybrid model and didn't want the district to end up like other schools that have shut down completely after outbreaks. And several teachers also spoke, saying that the administration wasn't taking their concerns into account. Whitefish High School science teacher Todd Spangler said he tested positive for COVID-19 3 weeks ago, and he claims that most of his exposure came from the school and he said he's worried about the spread in the greater community making its way into the classroom.
I have a hard time believing that the schools are isolated from the community, and so if we're seeing increased exposures and numbers in the community, it's either only a matter of time or there's major asymptomatic transmission going on at the schools.
So school administrators are saying there's little evidence of transmission in schools, but some teachers are concerned about the increased community spread outside the classroom making its way into schools and leading to outbreaks there. Have county health officials chimed in on this?
Flathead County Health Officer Tamalee Robinson said in an emailed statement that while students and school staff have tested positive in a number of schools across the county, most of the transmission is happening outside of the school at gatherings like birthday parties and sleepovers. So local health officials say prevention methods in schools are working. And it's not just Flathead County. Missoula County health officials also say spread inside public schools and even the University of Montana is limited.
As we've already noted, the number of students and staff in schools testing positive across the state has increased significantly over the last couple weeks. But what can those numbers actually tell us broadly about whether schools are leading to this spread and outbreak?
That's a question I posed to Josh Michaud with the Kaiser Family Foundation. He's a trained epidemiologist and Kaiser's Associate Director of Global Health Policy. Like health officials, he says the raw numbers don't tell the whole story, and he says it's really important to look at whether spread is happening in the classroom or at other events or gatherings in a community.
So that's where it's hard to say whether or not, say, you know, closing schools is the indicated measure to be taken here, because without that additional information, you don't know if closing schools would actually help or not in this instance.
Like Whitefish, other districts are saying they may move toward more in-person instruction so long as they're not seeing transmission in the classroom and they can staff their buildings.
Aaron, thanks for your reporting.
No problem. Happy to do it.
This is MTPR.